take over.
Presenting at the State of the Laguna Conference in Roanoke Park last week, Brusati explained that the question she's now been exploring is how will these non-native plants continue to adapt and compete as the effects of climate change become more apparent. Projecting a 5-degree Fahrenheit increase in average temperatures, she found that most established species, both native and invasive, will migrate to comparatively cooler areas, higher into the mountains, and farther up along the north coast.
A lot of them are going to move north, which matches other predictions for climate change for other types of species. Some of them that are currently living in, say, the Central Valley may not be able to grow there anymore because the Central Valley is just going to get hotter and hotter. A lot of the species that maybe have more suitable habitat in the Bay Area will also have more suitable habitat probably in the Sierra foothills, so there seems to be some similarities in the climate there.
But trying to predict which species will go where is no simple matter.
What we've been doing so far is fairly rough climate modeling, looking at different species, whatever research is available on, the temperatures they're able to grow in, and the precipitation they're able to grow in, and using that to project. But in terms of what exact traits are going to be most important, it's really hard to say.
Still, the purpose of her study, Brusati says, was to begin developing information that could be used by managers of parklands, open space, and other preserves to help them anticipate which new invaders they need to watch out for.
What they need to know is, looking to the future, what plants should they be focusing on? And if they have some new plant coming into their preserve that they know is invasive elsewhere in the state, is this something they should really be worrying about and really try to get rid of it quickly? Or is it maybe something that's not going to be likely to grow very well in their area, and so maybe they can keep focusing on whatever other plants they're already spending all their time on?
And she cautions there are many more potential invaders still waiting in the wings.
We did look at species that are known to be invasive in other Mediterranean-type regions, Australia, South Africa, Chile, trying to find any list of species that are known to be invasive in these other areas that are not yet considered invasive in California. And I did find there are several hundred other species that are considered problematic in one of these other regions that are not in California or not well established here yet.
Invading species travel in two directions, though. One fast-spreading scourge in Chile, Brusati notes, is our beloved California poppy. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.